Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple Podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We are live from the aforementioned TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will get you there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, it is the way tire buying should be. We got Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss coming up at the bottom of the hour. And then, of course, it is a Trash Talking Tuesday, so it's your time to shine. You could trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. You got 30 to 40 seconds to do so. Rob Parker, who did you trash today on Deadspin?
I'm doing a bigger one than that, Chris, because my trash is bigger because I have to trash my BBWAA brethren today. I really do, Chris. I think we have lost sight of the Hall of Fame.
So this whole segment's going to be a trash talk.
Yes.
Okay,
because
here we go.
Okay, because I'm really bothered by it. All right, do you want to set it up or no?
Well, just go straight.
Well, I mean, Scott Rowland makes it to the Baseball Hall of Fame. Third baseman, 8 Golden Gloves, which is, you know, that's nice. Played 17 years, 7-time All-Star. Not bad. 281 career hitter.
Not bad.
You know, yeah, that's okay. 316 homers, 1,200 RBI.
Look, not bad.
The standard, the bar has been lowered. I mean, he had a solid career, once finished 4th in MVP race. Typically wasn't in the MVP race. A couple other times, 14th, 24th. I mean, I guess that's what constitutes a Hall of Famer these days.
Okay, go ahead. Rub it in. And you know what? My wounds
I'm going to rub it in because you always talking about the Basketball Hall of Fame and how anybody can get in the Basketball Hall of Fame. Tracy McGrady. Scott Rowland on his best day wasn't half of Tracy McGrady. Stop it.
It's hard for me to push back and argue today because today was one of those moments. Chris, you know where I am with the Veterans Committee and Fred McGriff and other guys who've gotten in through the back door, Alan Trammell and whatnot. And I'm right. Harold Baines. You remember Harold Baines was a good player, Chris. Very good DH with the White Sox.
Absolutely.
He wasn't a Hall of Famer. Scott Rolen is not
honest,
a Hall of
Rob,
Famer.
The names you mentioned, and I know you got a rant, so I'm going to be quiet in a minute. The Harold Baines and Alan Trammell, these guys, and Scott Rolen. It's almost like, Rob, anybody that you kind of remember, oh, yeah, Alan Trammell, he like did somebody that had name recognition back in the day is getting in. I mean, because Harold Baines, you're right, we all knew Harold Baines. So even casual fans knew Harold right. Baines, a good player, but he wasn't a Hall of Famer. No. Alan Trammell, you know, same thing. Like, so.
This is where we are. And today pushed me over the edge. Because I really believe, like, this is such a stretch. Scott Rolen is not a baseball Hall of Famer. When you talk about the great players of the game, Chris, there's no way you're saying Scott Rolen and Reggie Jackson. Scott Rolen and Willie Mays. Scott Rolen and Babe Ruth. And, you know, and Hank Aaron and Tom Seaver. I could go through the list. We have really made a stretch, and I think you're right. The standards have been dropped in the Baseball Hall of Fame. To really sit up there and think that Scott Rolen belongs enshrined in Cooperstown. Chris, it's a hollow place. I love the place. It gives me chills and goosebumps every time I go. It means something to me. I told you this. I have no kids. I'm divorced. I got a great car, but guess what? My Baseball Hall of Fame vote is my most prized possession on this earth. Chris, you know that. I've said this numerous times.
Yep.
It means that much to me. I take the job very seriously and trying to put in the right people. And I'm not, everybody has a right to their vote. And they can vote for whoever they want. And most of the time, I think the writers have done a great job. The issue comes in with the Veterans Committee, Chris, most of the time, where people are being let in through the back door because they like them, because they have a name recognition, or because they play for some team that people like, okay? But in this case, it's hard for me to think that his first year on the ballot 6 years ago, Chris, he received 10% of the vote. If he would have got 5%, his name would have been off the ballot. You need at least 5 to stay on.
Right.
He got 10. How do you go from 10 to 76 5 years later? His numbers haven't changed.
He got better.
He got better?
I don't get it. I agree, Rob. That's something. And I'm not saying it should be one and done.
Well, Chris, why not? And let me say this. Why not in this standpoint?
If they're going to have a limit, and does baseball have a limit to how many?
Yeah, 10. You get 10 votes a year.
So if you're going to have a limit, that to me would be why not.
Okay, I say unlimited, one shot at it, because things don't change. So there's no restriction. If there are 8 guys who are really great players who deserve to be in the Hall of Fame, you should vote for those 8 guys. If there are no guys, this was a year, Chris, where we're going to have a zero. And we've made the Hall of Fame. It's a big ceremony. It's a big TV show. There's a lot of money that's attached to it. They don't want to have nobody. Right. And I get Fred McGriff is going to be inducted through the Veterans Committee. But what kind of draw would you have at the Hall of Fame if it was just Fred McGriff?
Well, I don't know if Scott Rolen going to make it much
I
more
I agree.
Of a draw.
but that's where we are, and I think that's why people start looking and they're changing their votes. I think the writers who change their votes, I think it's ridiculous because to me, Chris, if I vote for you the first time, I'm going to vote for you the entire time you're on the ballot. And if I didn't vote for you, I never vote for you.
So that's, you've never voted for a guy like second, third, fourth year, whatever like that.
Because either you're a Hall of Famer or you're not. And here's my argument, and this is what I live by. If I have to debate your career, you're not a Hall of Famer. I think it should be of that ilk, Chris, when you say, Hank Aaron. Do you, is there a debate between me
well,
and
Hank,
you?
Well, Hank, you went to the absolute top.
Okay, but I could say Ken Griffey Jr. I can give you other names of people who either have 3,000, Derek Jeter, Mariano Rivera. I can give you names of people who either have 3,000 hits, the all-time save leader that have, and I'm not talking about steroids or that's a gray area. Right. I'm just talking about if you have the numbers or you won awards and there's no debate about your credentials. Here, there's too much of what are the for a guy to never win the MVP. Curt Schilling was everybody said, oh, he didn't make it because he's conservative and Republican. Not true. Mariano Rivera, like the biggest Donald Trump supporter ever, Chris, he got in unanimous. So that wasn't held against him.
Right.
It was because Curt Schilling never won a Cy Young. Those awards matter. Scott Rolen, you just mentioned it. He was in fourth place once for MVP. That's once. Not a Hall of Famer.
Right. Yeah, you make a very compelling argument, Rob. And look, Sheffield was on the list, right?
I only voted for one person.
Sheffield's numbers dwarf Scott Rolen. Dwarf him. And I know there's the rumors and stuff about Sheffield with the steroids. I assume, Rob, I don't know if people thought, a lot of people might just have thought he's not a Hall of Famer, but how can you think Scott Rolen's a Hall of Famer if you don't think Gary Sheffield is?
Because they believe because he worked out with Bonds and he had that clear.
So that's what you
that's
think
what they're
holding.
Yep, that's what they're holding against him. He's 10 times the player of Scott Rolen. Gary Sheffield with 509 home runs. Chris, one of the few players in baseball history who has more walks than strikeouts. You know he was he had a great eye at the plate.
Right, right, right. Yeah, it's a bit strange. I'll tell you that. It is a bit strange, but
how do you think to fix it? What would be your
Rob, that's a good question because once you let a guy like Scott Rolen in,
yep.
Then what? I mean, seriously, like it's not fair to a lot of other players that were better than him that you may not think are Hall of Famers either. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, how do you keep them out once you put and I don't want to sit here and act like Scott Rolen was trash and all that. He was a good player.
Nobody's saying that, absolutely. Right.
But Rob, I don't know how you fix it. He's in now. And he is
and
going
he will
to be
used
the standard.
As a standard.
Yes, absolutely.
100%, Chris. That's the danger of it because now it's going to be, oh, wait a minute. Todd Helton, who didn't make it, he had 72%. Chris, another guy. Todd Helton, a five-time All-Star. They're ready to put him in the Hall of Fame. Hey, Andrew Jones, who batted right. 254, Chris. Oh, Andrew Jones should be in the Hall of Fame. He had 10 gold gloves. He batted 254 career. Really? Now, that's when you're starting to water down the Hall of Fame, and that's the danger of it. Baseball's Hall of Fame was always the hardest to get in. I can't say that anymore. I have no argument anymore.
I would guess, Rob, that there are guys from back in the day. Now, I'm not saying a lot, but I'm sure there have been a few back in the day who, you know, you wouldn't think were Hall of Fame worthy that got in. Would you agree with that? I don't know the names, but I'm sure there's probably a guy here or there that you might look back and say. Oh.
But I'll tell you, Chris, I you might be right, a couple of them, but I'm telling you, most of the questionable guys got in through the Veterans Committee, like most of them. When you question, you go, how is Phil Rizzuto, the old Yankee shortstop, how is Phil Rizzuto in the Hall of Fame? Veterans Committee. How did Pee Wee Reese get in the Hall of Fame? Veterans Committee. Like, I can go through, there's a list where you would question, and those are that's the reason when they started doing that by letting other people in. And now the writers have bought into this too, where they've put in a number of players, Chris, on their last ballot, like their 15th. Like that's what's the new thing is right. Like, and now it's only, you only got 10 years on the ballot. So now when you get to the 10th year, people didn't vote for you the whole time, and then they vote for you the last year.
Yeah, that's kind of strange. All right, we're going to get to the Cincinnati Bengals. Man, they like running their mouth. They're great, but man, they don't mind telling you about how great they are either. We'll get to that next. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
McConnell, clock continues to run. 8 on the shot clock. DeRozan crossing over 3 times. Top of the key on Nesmith. He fills it up from 20. DeMar DeRozan now in 24 minutes with 22.
All right, that was a Progressive play of the day. Progressive's making things even easier. They will help you bundle your home and your car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. We are the iCouple, and we are live from the TireRack.com studios. And Rob, I don't know if you've been seeing it, but the Bengals talking mad junk. All right, Joe Mixon said a week ago before they beat up on the Bills that they're the big dogs of the AFC, that if they play their A game, nobody can beat them. Running his mouth. And then after the game, Eli Apple went off on Twitter. Rob G, please summarize.
Well, Chris, that's not even counting Jesse Bates saying, I hope that Mahomes is healthy so they got no excuses when they lose. So that's a good one. But Eli Apple, of course, is the star of this segment. On Twitter, there's like 30 of them. Let me read a couple of you. He got a video of Stephon Diggs and Josh Allen going at it. It says, someone get them in couples therapy. I'll pay on God. Here's another one. Let's see here.
My God.
Safe travels to Cabo, fam. Cancun on 3 to Stephon Diggs. Like that one. Shaq Lawson was upset because he thought Eli Apple said something that might have been a shot at DeMar Hamlin. And Eli Apple is the worst one of all. A shame you couldn't keep that same energy on the field. Maybe the outcome would have been different. Enjoy Mexico with the homies.
Wow. Look, Rob, I got to admit, a lot of Eli Apple's tweets were funny. Look, you got to bet when you talk like this, you better back it up. Joe Mixon looks good this week because after all that mess he talked, he went out and rushed for 100 yards and a touchdown, a hard-fought touchdown at the goal line. So he looks fine. I mean, but they keep running their mouths. And Rob, we always say it's fine if you back it up. But if they lose to Kansas City, I mean, look, I get it. Mahomes is injured and Bengals are favored and they've beaten them three times straight and all that. But Kansas City is still not going to go quietly. You're not just going to march up into Arrowhead. And that's another thing, Rob. They're calling it Burrowhead. I don't know if you've seen that on Twitter. They're calling it Burrowhead.
Nice. I like
that. Yeah, so
like.
They – but you're not just going to march up in there and not get a battle, a fight from the Chiefs. So I'm just saying, I don't mind the trash talk. But you better be ready to bring it when it's time to strap them up.
Yeah, I mean, you always would rather not have all that, but that's just the players, the way they are now. And you're right. If you lose, it looks bad for one day and people forget it, but I agree with you. You would rather not. You don't need to do all that bravado. The last time Cincinnati lost, I don't know, Chris, how was it forever and a day, right? I mean, they haven't lost in for a long time. And they,
I think that, what is it, Rob G, 11 straight?
11 in a row? Is that the number?
Yeah, something like that.
Right, Chris.
Ten in a row. Yeah, I mean, San Francisco's 11.
They've played great football. I mean, and they should feel confident, but you don't have to say all that. I just think sometimes a lot of that is just unnecessary. And I don't know if it really matters. Is that going to make Mahomes' ankle better? You know what I mean? Like,
do you believe in bulletin board material?
I don't, because I think if we were to take a real measure of it, like if we were to start, if you want to start with this one and start to see, like, did the team that said the most in the bulletin board, did they win or lose? I bet you it doesn't really alter too much what really happens. I don't think people are motivated, and somebody could say something, and if you're not good or if you throw three picks, Chris, like, none of that really matters. So I don't think it's smart, but I don't think it really affects the outcome.
Well, the thinking is, look, the Chiefs are as motivated to win as they could be, right? Whether he says, you know, a word.
Right.
I mean, they want to win the Super Bowl. And to win that, they got to win the AFC Championship game. So they're motivated. You beat them last year. You beat them three times straight. Like, they have all these motivations driving them. But I don't know, Rob. You would think, no, you can't be any more motivated. But sometimes, you know, this people can get an adrenaline rush, you know, and you can play beyond your means. You know how you've heard stories of people having superhuman strength in a time of need. You know, I don't know. Does bulletin board material take you to a place occasionally, or maybe a few players or even one player to a place they didn't think they could go? I don't know. Maybe. I'm with you. I mean, Kansas City's going, they were going to play hard even if Eli Apple was throwing flowers at them. You know, so these are professionals. They've won a Super Bowl. They've lost a Super Bowl. They know what it feels like to be at the mountaintop and get pushed down. So I just think their motivation is on 100 as it is. I don't think it's going to hurt them. I just think you better go out and win. And I guess trash talk can either be you are that good, Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, right? You are that good and nobody can stop you, so you talk trash. Or it could lead you to get complacent. Is it a sign that you think you're better than you are? That, you know, you might take your opponent lightly, that you don't, you know, prep as hard as you should because you think it's going to be, there's no way they can beat you. So, we'll see. I mean, obviously, it wasn't the case this weekend, this past weekend.
Well,
that's
exactly the point. I mean, who was the player who talked about the Bills,
Mixon.
Right? Right.
Yeah,
and they
Mixon.
Went there and they opened up a can, Chris. They did.
Right, right.
Ain't nobody. Right. So if we were to count that, if we start that, we want to start there for one and keep our own little account of that and see what happens. I'm telling you, I don't think it alters games that much.
Well, I'll give you another example. Micah Parsons. Now, Micah Parsons wasn't really trash talk, but remember, he was tweeting, "We going to be in the Super Bowl." You know, what was that for? A Pro Bowl. About the Pro Bowl, right? He said, "I don't know. I'm not going to be there. We're going to be in the Super Bowl." So I don't think that was trash talk.
I don't count that one the same thing.
It's still like coming out. It's almost like a guarantee.
Yeah, but I think when you do it to a team, that's when it's like, you know what I mean, bro, the head of a big game. Saying
or
you're going to be in
I
the
would
Super
say,
Bowl.
I think trash talk, I don't think it just is limited to a team. Though. Like if Eli Apple was sitting there saying, "Yo, we going to the Super Bowl. Nobody can stop us." I mean, he essentially has said that when he's talking about we the big dogs and we can't be beaten, all that. But, you know, we're going to win the Super Bowl this year, period. Like, I think that's kind of trash talk, even though it's not directed at one team. And you got to – people will hold you to that, and you have to go out and back it up. So, we'll see, Rob. I don't mind it. I think it's funny. It's entertaining. It seems to run in his family. You know, his mom is a big Twitter trash talker. So I think he has fun with it. It's like with what I say about Durant, Rob. Durant is on Twitter, can read all the criticism and still go out there and play great. So if as long as Eli Apple can play his game and as long as his team backs it up, then hey, do you, bruh. But you better bring your A game after talking like this. All right, Trolling the Roll is next with Martin Weiss. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
They see me trolling.
Tom Brady, he's done.
They hating.
Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to kiss me right in there.
It's Trolling or Rolling.
That's right. It's Trolling or Rolling. I'm Martin Weiss, and just in case this is your first time hearing it, I'll break it down for you real quick. If Rob and Chris like the story that I read, you'll hear the roll sound.
They see me rolling.
And if they don't, you'll hear the troll sound.
Oh, man. Hey.
Dallas lost, and the Dak Prescott conversation reached full tilt yesterday after losing to the 49ers. But one thing I've heard is really sticking with me. I've seen it on the timeline. I've seen it on TV. Repeatedly, people have said Dak is Kirk Cousins with a better marketing team and a Southern accent. Chris Broussard, rolling or rolling, Dak Prescott is the same level of quarterback as Kirk Cousins.
I'm rolling with it.
They see me rolling.
Kirk Cousins is a good quarterback. Dak Prescott is a good quarterback. They're not elite. They're not great. And I'm not saying Dak cannot win a Super Bowl. I don't think Kirk Cousins will win a Super Bowl. I think Dak is capable of doing that with the right team around him. But, yeah, I think Derek Carr, Kirk Cousins, Dak Prescott, they're all in that same tier.
Yeah, I'm rolling with it.
They see me rolling.
Neither guy wins any big games. I mean, let's just face it. I mean, ever. And the numbers are pretty decent and good. And you go, okay, wow, okay, put up numbers, getting free agent contract. Kirk Cousins got paid a couple times, but they don't win anything. So I do think they're very similar.
Too bad Kirk Cousins doesn't play baseball. He'd be a Hall of Famer.
Would you stop? It's so painful tonight, and he just won't let it. So painful.
I was going to think, I was thought about doing a Trolling Roll on the Baseball Hall of Fame, but I said, you know what? I'm not going to kick a dog while he's down.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I'm hurt tonight. I am hurt.
A couple Trolling and Rolling Fox Sports Radio. Now, on the topic of the Cowboys, Jerry Jones, as we know, no stranger to the media. So it was surprising to see him cancel his regularly scheduled radio show earlier today. One has to think, Chris Broussard, had the Cowboys won, Jerry would have been on air today. Chris, trolling or rolling, Jerry taking the day off after a loss.
I'm rolling with it.
They see me rolling.
In fact, I don't think Jerry should talk all next season. I mean, he can talk in the, you know, before the season, all that. But get rid of that radio show every week, that radio hit you do. Don't talk after games outside the locker room. Like, I think that would send a message that is about football now. We're not in the entertainment business. It's not about creating drama anymore. We are here to play football and win football games. I think it'd be a nice, serious message to send to his team. I don't think he'll do it, but I'm saying what he did to this week, not doing his radio show, he should do that going forward.
Chris, what was yours? I'm just
rolling.
Yeah, I'm rolling with it.
They see me rolling.
And Jerry, I mean, of course, had he won, he would have been on the radio. He probably would have done the morning show, too. You know, like, let's just face it.
Right.
I mean, and I'm sure he didn't want to face them. That's why, and I'd say this to everybody, I'm not all, but this is why when you hear stuff from guys who are too close to it, they're not giving you the real. Otherwise, show up and face the music, good win, lose, or draw. And a lot of times, when things are great, they want to parade around and tell you how great they are, and we're going to the Super Bowl, and then all of a sudden they don't have time to do the radio because they're not winning. So it's just, to me, it's sad, but it's not shocking, Martin.
Trolling and rolling, I couple Fox Sports Radio. Rob, speaking of people too close to it, so you're not getting the truth, Tom Brady's out of the playoffs, but not out of the headline. Yesterday, Jim Gray asked Brady about retirement, and Brady responded with not one, but two F-bombs. And he essentially told Jim Gray he hasn't decided yet. Chris, trolling or rolling, Brady actually being upset at Jim Gray's question?
I'm trolling it.
Oh, man. Hey.
But he was upset. If you listen to that, it was like, wow. Like, don't you know you're on a podcast? Your own podcast. But people, that's what they want to know. You didn't know Jim Gray was going to ask you that? You didn't think he was going to ask you if you're playing yet? And so it was surprising. He did legitimately sound ticked off. And, I'm trolling it because you shouldn't have been that upset. You should have known that type of question is coming. And I think he's upset because I think he wants to play. And I think he only wants to play in certain situations. So I think he's really waiting and trying to see, like, what good situation is going to present itself. Is it Miami? Do I want to go to Vegas? What, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if he's talking to Sean Payton, maybe some type of package deal. So I think he's frustrated because he doesn't know where he's going to go, but he wants to play.
I'm trolling it.
Oh, man. Hey.
I mean, Jim Gray, okay, we know he's worked for Brady and the whole podcast and whatever, but he's not going to get up there, Chris, and not ask the elephant question in the room. Know what I mean? Like, come on. Even Jim Gray, who's in a partnership with Tom Brady, is not going to do that because you would look totally ridiculous. It would be, why are we doing a podcast? And the most important question that people want asked, I can't ask?
Right.
It doesn't make sense. And Tom Brady, really? You were blindsided by that question? Chris, he was blindsided? How?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah,
I'm with you.
I don't buy that Tom Brady was blindsided by Jim Gray's question. I'm sorry. Not on the executive
you think it was fake?
By Tom Brady.
So you said he faked it.
Yeah.
Why would he do that, though?
What would be the gain to fake that?
Right.
What's the gain?
Because
you sound
noticed,
like a knucklehead.
If you haven't noticed, whenever Tom Brady is not in the postseason making headlines, all of a sudden there's something else that bubbles up about him that's an outside story. Nobody was talking about Tom Brady yesterday, whether or not he was going to retire or not. Now everybody is.
Nah, I disagree.
I don't buy it.
You listen to it, right, Martin?
Yeah.
He sounded legitimately mad.
I don't buy that Jim Gray is asking Tom Brady a question in public, or say in public that Tom Brady didn't already vouch for.
No, I don't think that's
Jim Gray doing the show.
I disagree.
Right.
100%. Chris, you're 100% right. He doesn't need Jim Gray. Jim Gray is a decorated reporter who's asked all kinds of questions to tough people in tough spaces.
Didn't he ask Pete Rose on the field? Yeah. And so a lot of even journalists were upset with that, Rob.
And that was during the baseball coverage of it. You remember that?
Yep.
They asked him, have you bet on baseball? This was during the NBC telecast of like the All-Star game or something.
Right. So, I don't.
That was 30-some years ago, but I hear what you're saying.
No, but
guys.
I'm saying he still will ask the tough questions.
He's the same reporter, right? He wouldn't be doing that show, Martin, if they told him, you'll ask whatever we tell you or write. I just don't believe Jim Gray would do that show. I don't. I really don't.
One thing I do got to say, though, about Dak Prescott, America needs to hear this. You guys comparing him to Derek Carr, Kirk Cousins. You show me the season that Dak Prescott ever had a weapon like Devontae Adams or Justin Jefferson, and I'll hang up and listen. CeeDee Lamb.
So what?
He's
still got good receivers.
But does that mean that you're throwing the ball to the other team?
Right.
I mean, like, what about that, Martin? I mean, I get it. Everybody doesn't have it. That doesn't mean you have to turn the ball over.
I get Amari Cooper's not one of those guys, but Amari Cooper's a good receiver. CeeDee Lamb's a good receiver.
And he also had Ezekiel Elliott at his peak, Chris, which opened up the passing game when he was the best runner in the league. How many quarterbacks have had that?
And Lamb last year. Yeah, I mean, so let's not act like he's –
right.
All I'm saying is, look, Derek Carr has two winning seasons in his career.
Okay. It just sounds like Martin lost a lot of money on the Cowboys.
How about
the
defense? Tell me, did Kirk Cousins have the Dallas Cowboy defense this year?
Yes.
How about that?
The defense that gave up 450 yards a game?
Absolutely. The Cowboys defense was good this year.
It was about three times better than Minnesota's.
That's right. All right. Daniel Jones had 200-300-yard games against the Vikings. End the story. We got to go. It's trash talking.
If you put Dak in Minnesota, that team still be playing right now.
Well, stop it.
Oh, wow.
Bye, Martin.
Yes.
We'll talk to you next week. Get ready for your weekend show.
That's right.
Don't bring that up in here. We will squash you with that. Maybe you can get that past VJ Husky.
That's right. You ain't getting that past us.
All right. Hey, you know what? That's all. Still we'll do it on the highest rated show, highest rated Saturday afternoon show. 7
good.
To 10.
Oh, wait a minute. I didn't know you're promoting Ephraim's show on Saturday. Okay. Thank you. All right. You got to go.
All right. That's our man, Martin Weiss. Check him and VJ Husky out. Martin and VJ, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on Saturday evenings. Trash Talking Tuesday is next, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in and trash anyone or anything in the world of sports.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events... you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. It's time for Trash Talking Tuesday.
Don't you ever talk about me!
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
All right, Chris, let's go. Trash Talking Tuesday. Rob G, are we ready? Yeah, no, I'm waiting for calls.
All right. Well, who tell Marley. Us about your trash talk. Okay.
Marley in Rochester, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Marley?
Yeah, I want to trash talk to that guy who you guys just kicked off. He's got his own show. Yeah, you're right. He must have lost a lot of money betting on Dallas. Because yes. You know what? As far as I see it, Cooper Rush is better than Dak. All right?
Oh. Send them
to Houston if they want to stay in Texas. Okay? Send them to Houston. Houston needs a quarterback and a good quarterback or something, I guess. You know, but still. Man, Dak, I'm sorry. He's going to turn out to be just like Cam Newton. You know, he's going to start dressing funny, getting weird haircuts and stuff, sleeping on mattresses. You know, those mattress commercials and dressing funny. Come on, man.
All right, Marley. Thanks. Right, appreciate it. Wow.
He must have lost some money, right?
Wow. Sleeping on mattresses. That's weird.
I think we all do that, don't we?
I think so. All right, Calvin. In Cleveland, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Calvin?
Man, I'm getting Chris Broussard for his week school day on his TV show the other day. I cannot believe after all the conversations, he didn't go who day out loud the way they beat his team, Buffalo, his Super Bowl pick. That's who I'm trashing today.
You know who that is, Rob. That is my very first friend in the whole wide world. We grew up together in Cincinnati. This is the first. We have made hundreds of bets on sports, and this is the first time he ever was right over me. So, congratulations, my man. That's my man. I love you, Calvin Painter. Who they? I'm picking them over the Chiefs. I'll tell you that.
All right.
Give us a loud say to do that. You got to give us a big, strong who they when you pick us over.
No,
the Chiefs.
I will. I gave the weak one because I had picked Buffalo. I didn't want to flip-flop like that. Yeah.
All right. Appreciate the call, Calvin. What about Sergio in El Paso, who lives in L.A. now? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Hey, Sergio, who you trashing?
Chris, Rob, Alex, Rob. I hope you guys are doing well, man.
Yes, we are good.
I'm trashing my Eagle fan friends who posted on social media at halftime of the Niners Divisional saying, quote-unquote, Eagles Super Bowl, as if the Eagles haven't faced a top-10 defense more than five times this year, where they're 2-3 versus, and one of those wins being against Dallas without Dak. Just like the Niners haven't faced a team like the Eagles haven't faced a team like the Niners. And if you want to prematurely crown them, then crown them. And I'll keep the receipts, and I'll be looking forward to Rob's future tweet about Philly being so quiet you can hear a mouth urinating on Nick Foles' clipboard that he was holding back when Carson Wentz was still up in 2017.
Wow. There you go, Sergio. Very nice.
All right.
Wow. Mitch in New Jersey, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Hey, Mitch, who you trashing?
How you guys doing today?
Great,
I'm going to give you a bonus or two. I got to talk low. I don't want to wake up my grandson. He's on the other side of the ranch.
Okay. I thought that in the Ponderosa, you'd have plenty of room to separate between you and your grandson.
But I couldn't even get on a horse, let alone saddle one. First, Artie Moreno, you should have just taken the money and run. All that profit you could have made, you had a good life, you had your championship. Give some a fresh owner, fresh faces. And two, the Clippers, don't let the Lakers win tonight, and you let them win the news. They traded for Rui Hachimura. You should trade for Cam Reddish. You only cost it two, not even a player. Let's do it. We're going to win
all
it
right.
this year.
There you go, all Mitch. Right. Appreciate it. What all about right. TJ in Maryland? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, TJ?
I'm trashing Chris Broussard, bro.
Uh-oh.
So this is part two. So 2 weeks ago, Chris, you said you could shoot a sky hook on me, and I'm actually 24. My voice just sounds like I'm over.
Okay.
Broussard, this is
actually
a
I thought you were 17.
Oh, wow.
No, not 17. But
I'm trying to stun you.
Yeah. I'm leaving you with this, Broussard. Don't do this to yourself. Stick to your age. Stick to that. I don't want you up to crying while I'm saying how TJ did this to me. So just stick to it, Broussard. Just stick to it.
Man, I'd love to see that. One-on-one. Thanks, TJ.
I would skyhook easily on TJ, just like I did on my man Mike Buckley.
You saw what I did to Nancy Lieberman on the court. Don't mess with me. She's a Hall of Famer. I made that basket.
Oh, all right. That is Trash Talking. We are the iCouple, and we are signing off. Rob, go out and
I'm crying myself to sleep.
Whatever helps. Yeah. Put on some Golden Girls tonight alongside the Clippers-Lakers game. So we out. Mike Harmon and Jason Smith are next. They bring heat.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.